Welcome to our first episode of Game Polisher Radio, the Game Maker talk show for you to stay up to date in the news, hear about the newest Game Maker games, and even learn how to make better games with tips and tutorials. Today, on the 17th of April, I, HD for Life, am broadcasting to you from the U.S.
From the U.K., Colin, ready to rock out.
And
also from the U.S., Brian Fetcher. Let's get polishing.
Today on Game Polisher Radio, in the news, we have Yo-Yo Games Help Desk Backlog, the GM for Mac Release Candidate, Competition 05 Update, Competition 06 Info Coming Soon, and the Toad Frog's 2-Year Competition Start.
Then in game reviews, we have the game Speed by Chris LO1 and Quietus by Time.
And we're skipping tutorials this week.
We'll be skipping.
And in Help, ask questions, we'll answer.
And then other coding language news. There are new Flashpunk tutorials out for those who want to get started with Flash programming. And, of course, good old trusty credit. Well, it's time to polish. Now for the Game Maker news, the Yo-Yo Games Help Desk Backlog. Sandy says the Yo-Yo Games Help Desk is way behind on requests and that it should start to clear by the end of the week. Apparently all of this is because of a marriage and pins and needles in one of Sandy's hands. Time for him to hire some new desk, or help desk employees.
Sandy says, it looks like we won't get the backlog cleared until at least the end of this week, and we won't be hitting our 24-hour response target until at least next week. Apologies to those of you who are waiting for assistance, especially our academic customers.
Okay, I thought it's pretty crazy. They won't be hitting their 24-hour response target until at least last week. That's...
Well, considering I've sent several messages about 4 years ago and not had a reply yet, this isn't any surprise to me.
So, Brian, what are your opinions?
Well, Philip Gamble a while ago had mentioned that maybe making 3 announcements like that was to bump the month-apart announcements because Yo-Yo Games really hasn't been announcing very much stuff lately. And I think that actually might be true, but there's the possibility that it's not. I think it's great that he's finally announcing something.
Yeah, I've been waiting for them to say something for the last month. I usually check in like 5 times a day. It's pretty sad. Check in when I wake up, before I go to school, then when I get home from school, and when I go to bed. So, I've been waiting for this for a while. It's around.
Yeah, I thought he was going to some elections or something. He said on Twitter, but apparently he was gone to a marriage or something.
Huh. Pins what? And needles in one of Sandy's hands. That sounds lovely.
Sandy if I could help out in the help desk. He really hasn't told me yes or no. All he did was thank me for the offer and tell me a little bit more about what they do. That's about it.
That would definitely be pretty cool if you could help out on the help desk, Brian.
Yep.
That's cool. I don't know why, but it is. Should we get on to our next topic? GM for Mac release candidate. Pretty much, well, GM for Mac is finally coming out with a release candidate. I don't remember Sandy ever saying that there was going to be someone working on it for a while, because I remember him saying a while back that
it was halted. But I guess here's a release can.
Sandy says one of the bugs that they found was difficult to dislodge, and he said they ended up rewriting most of the code that they had, more than they had anticipated.
So a bunch of Mac users have been waiting for this for a while. Do either of you guys own a Mac?
Not me.
Nope. I've been on a Mac before, but I don't use it. It's just too different to what I'm used to.
Yeah, same here. This must be pretty exciting for Mac users. You're finally getting your game maker that you wanted. Have fun with the release candidate. I'm sure they have a bug tracker.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, have fun. Wow, lots of news this week. Competition 05 update. Apparently, when Competition 05 ended, Sandy was still on his ski trip. Sandy says, we're in the early stages of judging the entries. This was the biggest competition so far with more than 500 entries. Standard was so high, I don't want to rush the process.
Say what?
I guess the actual number isn't even 480, so we don't know where he's getting over 500 yet. Then Sandy also says, look out for more specific updates in the next week, as the judging may take longer than we anticipate. Must be his favorite word, anticipate. Meantime, thank you, all of you, for such a tremendous effort. So,
yeah. Favorite word?
Where did they get 500 entries?
I don't know. If you count the ones on the website, they're lower than that.
He says more than 500, and it's not even at 500.
Well, there's 20 on each page, and there's 24 pages, but the last page is missing.
That's 480.
But the last page.
That's at most 480.
No. The last page though is missing 8.
Right, so that's 470.
Yeah,
it doesn't add up.
Exactly. Where the heck did he
not
get over?
Not quite 500.
Yeah, and he didn't say 500. He said over 500. Where did he get that from, anyway?
Sandy, all I can say is, you might want to know how to count from 1 to 10. No offense. Yeah, when you round up, you don't want to say over.
just say, you know, just yeah, or something like that, or
use the word
Sandy's
approximate.
Sandy's reinvented the number system. Now 472 is greater than 500.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to see the results from Competition 05. I really want to play all the games, but I don't have 20 weeks to work on playing all these. So, good luck to all of you who have entered.
And check out my game, yeah.
Well, get working again, because Yo-Yo Games is about to also release news on its Competition 06 in 2 weeks. I think this is pretty crazy, because they haven't even finished their fifth competition, and they're already starting their sixth.
Maybe this means they want to give us plenty of time to work on it.
I'm thinking maybe they barely have anything to do at Yo-Yo Games, so they probably need more entertainment. They like getting paid to play games.
Something.
Yeah, I bet the debate over the rules was entertainment for them.
Yep. The GLOG says, we're hoping to announce info on Competition 06 out to you by the end of April. Thinking about that, that's about a month after Competition 05 ended. What would they even do for another competition? What do you guys think they'd do?
I don't know.
That's a very descriptive answer. Ryan, they could do like another themed competition like previous ones, or they could come up with a different set of limitations, because you know, having all the limitations that we had in Competition 05 encouraged people to be more creative with their games.
Well, if you look,
I'd quite like to see a competition where you're not allowed to use any sprites or backgrounds. You have to draw everything yourself.
Wait, what?
Have three entries.
That's what I'd like to see in a competition. I think it'd be pretty interesting.
I'm confused.
Well, have the competition where the entry can't use any kind of image.
Oh, you have to use a draw.
You have to draw stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant draw, like the pixels. Sprite editor. Okay, that makes sense.
or maybe a competition where each sprite's like 6x6 or something. Oh. But anyway, even though you did have more of a variety of stuff to create with Competition 05, Competition 4's entries were actually of better quality than number 5.
That's interesting. A little thing that I think they were doing with the Competitional 5 is for the new, you know how we had the 480 by 272?
Mm-hmm.
They had to be that. That's because I think that's how big a game PSP screen is.
Yeah, that
is. Or they just released that little video of the Game Maker to PSP, so I'm guessing they're probably going to try to port some of our games there so that we can play it, because that would be pretty cool.
But if that's the case, then why do they restrict us to one action key?
I'm not sure.
And it's been suggested that it's to make it easier to port or something like that.
I remember it was originally space, so that's probably what they used for like the X button on a PSP. Whatever Competition 06 has headed our way, we will find out within the next 2 weeks. So let's look forward to that. And another competition, if you want to enter, Toad Frogs just started his 2 years of game making competition. Toad Frogs is the creator of Crash Dodger. It was a featured yo-yo game about a month ago, and it's pretty fun. He's been making games for 2 years now, so he's having a little celebration by hosting a contest.
Toad Frogs said that he started making games from April 2008. Last year, he didn't celebrate his first year on game making, but this year he will. So we'll celebrate his 2 years of game making development by holding a game making contest.
Alright, and the rules, games can be at any genre or kind. A retro platform shooter. Is that crude?
Crude, yeah.
Crude, etc. So it's up to you. You can submit more than one game. The limitation is three if you can. Games can be at any theme, not adult rated theme. And also, you can collaborate.
Then the prizes. The first place prize is video on YouTube, a game created. Video on YouTube, game review, and the game creator will be interviewed. It looks like it's just about the same thing. Then third place is video on YouTube and just a game review.
The deadline for submissions is April 30th, with no extensions.
For the prizes, it looks like user RepBoy129 says that he might attack with Toad Frogs and get some more prizes in. Are either of you guys going to enter for this competition?
Nah.
Well, we've only got a couple weeks to do it in, and I'm currently very busy with work and stuff, but I might throw in my little Pokewalker application just to see what he thinks of it.
I'm too busy writing a book.
Yeah, by the way, Brian, how is your book coming?
Well, it's officially, like, 15% done after weeks of work.
Okay, well, good luck to people entering for Toad Frog's 2 years of game-making competition.
Well, that's it for the news.
Up next, we will have our game review after this. Okay, our first game review for this first episode of Game Polisher Radio is Speed by Chris L01, also known as Crow's Game Maker. This is a game from the Toad Frog's 2 year competition. Speed is a top down arcade shooter like game, something like that. This is a common type of game. I like it though. It's interesting. It's got an earthquake feature. You can, like, shake the screen. It's cool. But
what?
You fly around the screen as a shape. You get to choose what shape you can be and what shape your enemies are. But you click on the screen to shoot, and you go around on this small little 480 pixel by 480 pixel screen. Something like that. Don't know the exact dimensions. But you fly around on it, and you click to shoot. You grab little power-ups to get different types of bullets, etc., etc. You can probably guess what kind of game this is. It's quite common. I really liked it. Good job, Chris. L01. What do you have to say on this, Brian?
You know, I didn't even notice there was an earthquake feature, for real. Like, I know I read the word earthquake somewhere, but I forgot it had it. That's kind of neat. What would you call that? they have a name for that three enemy appearing thing. Like, enemy cycle respawn or something? It's basically a big action shooter game where you're just shooting a bunch of other circles in your circle. And their bullets are different colors.
You can get little power-ups and it changes your bullets to a water gun or a lava shooter. I think that's what you call them.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of different interesting things.
I thought this game was quite good. But definitely one of the best I've seen of this genre. I haven't played a lot of games because they're all kind of the same. It's a good quality game. If it's not working for you, he has a Surface-free version of the game, which allows you to get rid of the black boxes that may appear, depending on how your computer runs this game. Our next game is Quietus by Time. I almost said Speed, but that's the title of our last game. This is Flash Platformer. Yes, we also do Flash games on this radio show.
This game has really, really, what do you call it? It has really nice graphics. Alright, yes. The sounds are just like your, sort of like an arcade sound effects. They're very nice. Sound like they're well produced. All the level designing in each level, some of the levels are difficult, some of them are easy. It kind of switches between. But they're all really nice. It looks like he put a lot of work into the game, level designing and the graphics.
And I just dropped into the lava again.
Yes, the level design was very nicely done. He made it challenging, so you have to have split-second button tapping. You know, you just gotta, like, split-second too late, you're dead. He made sure that it was difficult with timing and stuff. There's a big worm in one of the levels that scared the crap out of Brian. He almost peed himself. He told me. Okay, maybe he didn't pee himself, but you get it. Yeah, there's this giant worm, and you have to get the timing just perfect. It's like crazy perfect. I think this was a really fun game. Definitely one of my top Flash games now. I really recommend everybody to play it, and here's Kolink on his opinions on the game.
It's certainly very difficult, and I just died again. As was said before, some of the levels are very easy, but most of the levels, when you get further on, are just so precise. You have to be absolutely perfect on the timing, otherwise you're just dead completely. And on the one that I'm currently on right now, you have to not only get the timing right, but you also have to work it out for the whole level, not just for the little bit that you're on.
Yeah, so once you master, like, one little jump, then you gotta master the next little jump. And then you gotta put them all together.
And then if you mess up once, you're all dead and you have to start all over again. Ah, crap, I just went to the lava. Sorry about that. Throw someone else in the lava. Finally, got past it. Yeah. I think this game could really do with a re-jump thing, so you keep jumping as long as you're holding the button, because the way it is now, you have to press the button each time you want to jump. But it would probably be easier if it would re-jump as long as you hold the button. Because if it were, I wouldn't have died just then.
Yeah, it's true, because of those worm things.
If you're holding the button when you touch the ground, you automatically jump, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like while you're still holding it down, you know.
Yeah. I've played platform, like console games that have done that, and just online games that have done that. I'm sure it's not too hard to do. Next up, we will not have any tutorial reviews this week, and nobody has requested for help on the forum yet. Well, Chris did, but I fixed his problem. He couldn't find the chat. Next up is other coding language news. For other coding news, okay, there's new Flashpunk tutorials out on the Flashpunk.net website. Flashpunk was created by Chevy Ray Johnston, and it was created for people who want to start creating Flash games. It's similar to Flex, but it's got the same concept, but it's different. But he's got new tutorials up, which include collision detection tutorials, pixel perfect collision detection, animated entities, parallax background, text, Acrobat, and tile map tutorials. He's got a demo and a source code for each of them, and of course, the normal tutorial. They can all be found on the Flashpunk forum. Flashpunk is really nice. I like it. If I knew how to do Flash better, I'd definitely be using this all the time. If you make a really good game with it, he'll probably review it in the game section of the site. This is actually how we found the game Quietest by Time for our review today.
Okay, it looks like it's really good for Flash. It looks useful and powerful. It's got pixel-perfect collision detection.
And well, that's just about all for today. We'll have the credits. Please stay tuned in for the credits, because we might say something. No. See you at the credits. Right before the credits, I want to say thanks to GM Indie CEO Brian Fetcher for being part of our first broadcast here on Game Polisher. Thanks, Brian.
No problem. This broadcast was pre-recorded by HD for Life, Colink, and Brian Fetcher using Audacity. Broadcasted by the famous 1000 Mics, this episode was written by HD for Life and with assistance from Colink and Brian Fetcher.
Music by Imperfect Disciple, Game Balance, Nemesis Theory, APXN, Gunshy, Skylar 182, and Alias F.
Spots are open if you're interested in being on the show. Contact HD for Life on the GMC or the forum, and we'll be there. Thank you for listening, and have fun polishing. Have a good weekend.